we present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government service, men who keep records of the country's population broken down into statistics, and they do the same for their own organization. It's not unusual to enter a ministry office and find the entire staff broken down by age and sex. We go, as usual, to the General Assistance Department, where Secretary Mildred Murfin has brought a problem for that eager young executive, Richard Lamb.
The girls in the tarping pool are very annoyed, Mr. Lamb.
Oh, not still on about my order, are they? I admit the wording was unfortunate, but I meant they should put mothballs in their desk drawers.
No, sir, it's not that. It's the door of the girls' changing room. Somebody's bored a hole in it.
A hole in the door, Mildred? I'll certainly look into it. Later, that is. I've got a problem of my own at the moment.
Yeah, what are you doing? Fishing around in your teacup?
I've lost my ginger biscuit. You see, I always crack it once on my elbow to wish a wish.
Oh, yeah?
I was just wishing for something exciting to happen, and the biscuit dropped in my tea.
I see. Here, you are up making a mess. You're splashing tea all over your blotter. Well,
perhaps I could harpoon it with the paper knife.
Don't fuss so. Look, you hold the cup and I'll have a dredge with a teaspoon.
Oh, thank you, Mildred. But hurry, no ginger biscuit could last long in that lot.
Here, I've got it.
Yes?
Yeah, it's all soggy and limp. I've never seen anything like it.
Morning to all. Morning, Mildred.
Oh, I don't know, sir.
Morning, one.
Two. Why is Mildred feeding you with a teaspoon?
Yeah, I've dropped it, Mr. Lamb. All over your best pink striped trousers.
Oh, dear. It's all warm and wet on my knee.
Oh, too, you are a filthy feeder.
Sorry, Van. Should I have speared it with the paper knife or scooped it with my ballpoint?
Well, I'm sure they're both equally horrible, but I... What are you talking about?
My biscuit, Van. I let Mildred use the teaspoon, and now it's all over my trousers.
Well, you better get them clean, too. Can't have you walking around the ministry with a relief map of Russia on your knee.
I'll make a note on my blotter. There we are. Pinstripe trousers.
What's that written above it?
Hmm?
Fish fingers?
I must buy some for supper. I put reminders on my blotter, you see, of all the things I have to do.
Oh, yeah. What's this one mean? Get stuffed.
Oh, that's olives, for Aunt Maud's tonic wine party. She hates plain olives, so she told me to get stuffed.
I can imagine. Well, Mildred, don't just stand there. I mean, there's something important to be done, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, all right, sir. But we finished the old pot. I'll have to make you a fresh one.
Oh, well, something attempted, something done, and a nice repose. Off you go, Mildred. Oh, yeah.
If you don't mind me saying so, one, you always used to be here in time to share the general pot.
Since you asked to, I started painting, you see. Oh, yes. Yes, I do a couple of hours painting at home every morning.
I remember your house needed a spot of paint. That fungus on the front windowsill.
Oh, Glory, not that sort of painting, too.
Oh.
No, no, I'm talking about art. I've taken it up, you see. Oh, my word, yes.
Have you really?
Yes, I've always had this creative streak, you know. Oh, even at school. Yes, my mistress was greatly impressed by my gouache. This is where your future lies, she said. You must paint.
Why didn't you become an artist?
Ah, well, I had to start earning at once, you see. My family scoffed at an artistic career.
Really?
Lolling around all day doing nothing, my father said. If you're going to do that, you might as well get paid for it. So I became a civil servant.
Now you're starting again in middle age.
In young middle age, too.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes. Like Gauguin.
Who?
Remember Gauguin, don't you? Successful businessman, live well, dress well. Suddenly, he dropped everything.
Oh, very embarrassing.
Left work, left home, went to the South Seas to paint.
But you wouldn't do that one. You'd miss the staff wrist drive. You couldn't do it.
Couldn't I? Oh, you just give me half a chance. If I could start selling my paintings... I've brought one with me today, as a matter of fact. I expect you'd like to see it, wouldn't you?
Oh, if you say so, one.
Yes, I thought you'd be keen. Now then, wait a minute. There we are. Now, what do you think?
Yes. It's quite like you. Perhaps the ears aren't exactly right.
Two, it's not supposed to be me.
Oh.
It's an abstract painting.
Oh, you mean it's meant to be a mess? I mean, a mass of color and shapes and things.
My friends have persuaded me to send it to the Cavendish Galleries.
Oh, quite right. It's not the sort of thing you want to have about the house.
The Cavendish Galleries are the most exclusive art center in Europe. Oh. My friends regard this painting as a masterpiece. Oh, thank you, Mildred. What do you think of this?
Oh, Mr. Lennox Brown. Did you paint this? Oh, it's brilliant.
This way up, Mildred.
Never mind. I think it's lovely. Every inch a Spanish galleon.
Oh, Pete, it's not meant to be a Spanish galleon, Mildred. It's an abstract. Oh, dear, now look what you've made me do. Spill ink all over Mr. Lamb's blotter.
Oh, well, it's already had tea on it. I'll put in a new sheet of blotting paper.
Yeah, don't destroy the old sheet, Mildred. It's got my notes on it.
Don't worry, Mr. Lamb. I'll put your old sheet of blotting paper in a safe place.
Oh, good. Then when I have time, I can transfer all my notes from my old blotter onto my new one.
That's right, Mr. Lamb. That can be your job for next week. Sir, by the way, Sir Capstick Grimley was on the phone earlier. He didn't leave a message.
Oh, dear. Sir Capstick Grimley. He's a horror.
Yes, he's very forceful, Sir Capstick. Oh, Roger, the Board of Trade, became a cropper with him.
What happened?
Well, last April it was, and Sir Capstick was feeling rather cheerful. As he passed Roger at the top of the stairs, he said, "Spring in the air," and poor old Roger jumped. tragic business.
Well, we'd better tidy up the office in case he phones again.
Yes, good idea. And, Mildred, yes? Send this painting of mine off to the Cavendish Galleries, will you? Now, a messenger can take it. They're expecting it this morning.
Righty-ho, sir.
If they give you a lot of money for it, what will you do,
I'll escape with my canvas and brushes, hang up my umbrella, and give up this 12 to 3 job forever. Well, too, I think that's about that for today. I've gone through all these papers very thoroughly.
Ah, then pass one over, would you?
Not much in them, really. I've left the children's crossword for you.
Oh, good. That'll just fill in till tea time.
I can't wait to hear what the Cavendish Galleries think of my painting.
One across, Chinese boat in 4 letters.
I can imagine the experts studying it now. Ah, yes, they'll say. There's only one word to describe this.
Junk.
I beg your pardon?
A Chinese boat in 4 letters.
Oh, good.
Now, here's another. Wait a minute. To smell nasty, also 4 letters.
Ooh. How about reek? Mm-hmm. General Assistance Department, Lennox Brown reeking. Speaking.
Grimley here. What did you say?
Oh, Sir Capstick. Oh, I'm so sorry. I was doing a crossword.
Yeah, you were doing what?
I was having a crossword with Mr. Lamb, you see. Oh, yes, I keep my staff on their toes. Oh, my word, yes.
What do you say to him?
I gave him a 4-letter word.
Huh. And that sort of thing shouldn't be necessary.
Well, I'm sorry we were out when you rang this morning, Sir Capstick. We were working elsewhere, you see. What can we do for you?
I want you to go to number 10 Downing Street. The Prime Minister's got woodworm.
Dear me. Poor chap. He's in hospital, I suppose.
He's on holiday. The woodworm's in his office.
Oh, I see. Yes.
The experts will be in next week. But you and Lamb are to go there tomorrow and do a rough estimate of cost, inconvenience, alternative arrangements, and so on. Get your passes at once from Mr. Smelly Brown.
Very good, Skeptic. Yes.
This is a vital job. We can't have woodworm in the seat of our government.
Has he gone?
Oh, too. Stop cowering under your desk. He wasn't even here, after all. He was only on the phone.
Yes, but I don't like the way he shouts. His voice makes our geranium wilt.
Oh.
Did you see Mr. Lennox Brown? Oh, Mr. Lamb gone?
No, he's under the desk again.
Oh, hello, Mildred. I was looking for a nib.
But you use a ballpoint, Mr. Lamb.
So I do. So that's why I couldn't find one.
You sent my painting off to the Cavendish Galleries, Mildred?
Yes, sir. It went round by special messenger at lunchtime.
Good, 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 yes. I'm looking forward to hearing their views. I'm sure they've never seen anything like it.
I'll bet they haven't.
Well, we'll be back for our tea in a moment, Mildred. We have to nip along the corridor and see Mr. Smelly Brown. Get our passes from number 10 Downing Street.
Ooh,
Come along, too.
Yeah,
come on.
Oh, what a fuss they make about their blooming tea. General Assistance Department, Mildred Murphy here.
Is Mr. Lennox Brown there?
Oh, he's just gone along the corridor.
Cavendish Gallery here. Norman Prole speaking.
Oh, you're ringing about his painting. Do you like it?
Oh, It is the most remarkable piece of work I've ever, but ever seen. Why, it's real, it's true, it's very, very vital.
Yeah, and the colors are nice.
I love it. Yes, and what impresses me is the carefree strength of the brushwork.
Oh, fancy.
I was thrilled by those mystical blue streaks and those strange, vibrating brown circles. And the bold display of words. Fish fingers, pinstripe trousers, and get stuffed. They sum up the whole 20th century dilemma.
Oh, no. Those words. Were they written in pencil?
Yes. A bold return to man's humblest means of self-expression.
Oh, blimey. Those vibrating brown circles. Were they like rings and stains left by teacups?
What? Yes. I knew they spoke to me, but I couldn't hear what they said. And how original to create this masterpiece on soft, absorbent paper.
You mean like a blotting paper?
Mr. Lennox Brown is going to herald a new movement in the art world.
We've got our passes, Mildred. What about tea?
Who's that on the phone, Mildred?
Mr. Lennox Brown, it's the Cavendish Gallery. Oh. And I think they've made a mistake.
No, they haven't, Mildred. No, it's me they want. Hello? Hello? It's the artist speaking.
Norman Prowl is my name, sir. And may I be the first to congratulate you. Your work has the kiss of genius.
Oh, really? Talent, yes, but genius? Yes, well, perhaps you're right.
The owner of our gallery, Mr. Valentine Dormer, is away until tomorrow, but I'm sure that when he returns, he will make a substantial offer for your painting.
You mean he'll buy it? He'll buy it.
He's going to buy that.
Mildred.
Well, I'm sure we'll be in touch tomorrow when Mr. Dormer returns. Please keep some of the day free. I'm sure he'll want to meet you. Goodbye.
He's going to buy it. He's going to buy my painting.
No way.
Oh, too. This is it. This is it, you know. I'm made. Oh, I shall give up everything here, of course. Oh, leave Whitehall for good. I'll just have my afternoon tea and biscuits, and then I'll throw it all up.
Surely you want to stay on for a few days and get things sorted out?
Well, yes, perhaps tomorrow. Come to think of it, the Cavendish Galleries will get in touch with me, yeah? But I shan't be coming on the woodwork job.
You mean I go to number 10 alone?
That's right, yes. In future, I shall only be going there socially. Yes, things will be different from now on, too. Yes, freedom to paint, to live, to create. Just compare it with my life here. I shall only work when I feel like it.
Yes, it'll be the same in that sense. But there'll be differences as well.
I can't see him as a bohemian, can you? Dirty jeans and all that long hair.
Oh, you can get wigs, you know. What I can't imagine is Mr. Lennox Brown junketing with artists' models, drinking wine from the bottle, holding orgies with ladies of the town.
Oh, don't exaggerate. I shan't be drinking from the bottle. Could damage my plate.
Still, I'm sorry you won't come to number 10. I'm quite excited about it. Just think, number 10 Downing Street. The powerhouse of the nation.
Come in, Mr. Lamb. This is the Prime Minister's office. He's on holiday at the moment.
I'm sorry I'm late, but I lost my pass.
So I gather.
The policeman outside was very difficult. Insisted I show something to identify myself.
Yes, but you chose to show him your birthmark. Tell me, why are you whispering?
Well, it was just a token of respect.
Well, this is only number 10 Downing Street, Mr. Lamb. Do put your shoes on again.
Oh. If you're sure he wouldn't mind.
As I said, the Prime Minister's away. Obviously, you won't be able to carry out your duties unless you make yourself at home, so please do so.
Oh, thanks.
Not to the extent of putting your bowler hat on the bust of Mr. Gladstone.
Sorry, it's all jolly interesting. There's the Prime Minister's hat stand and his telephone and his plaster ducks going up the wall. Just as if he was human like the rest of us.
Quite.
And his bookshelf. The Connoisseur's Guide to the World's Great Sauce Bottles. Silly Isles and Silly People. What's this? Confidence Tricks That Shocked a Nation.
That's not a book, Mr. Lamb. That's a report on the last Parliament. I must go now, but if you want me, I shall be next door.
Fancy me sitting at the Prime Minister's desk. It must be fun being Prime Minister. Giving people jobs, seeing if they succeed. If they don't, promoting them. Telling everyone what to do. Oh, I wouldn't mind being Prime Minister.
Here, who are you? What are you doing in this office?
Morning, Mildred.
Mr. Lennox Brown. I didn't recognize you in all that gear. Whatever is this?
This gear, Mildred, is an artist's beret and smock.
Oh, you started splashing out your money already.
No. The beret is my old civil defense hat, dyed pink. So my smock comes from a sail, left over from my days with the Sussex Yacht Club. Of course, I had to cut it about a bit.
Yeah, left yourself with S-E-X-Y written on your chest.
Yes, well, I confess I'm not entirely at home in this sort of thing yet, but I felt that art gallery chap might expect it, you know. I'll be meeting him today. No doubt he'll want to commission me to do more painting.
Oh, I hope so, sir. Are you really sure about giving up your ministry job?
Of course, Mildred. I'll walk out at the end of the day a free man. I started today by throwing my bowler hat out of the window.
Oh.
It bounced off a pigeon and caught on that statue of Hercules in the forecourt. I won't tell you what it caught on.
Anyway, I'm glad you've not made your resignation final.
Ah, as good as, Mildred, as good as. I phoned up lots of top people and abused them. Chaps I've been wanting to insult for years, heads of the department, people like that.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, you should have heard me with old Fatty Scott. You know, that great lump of misery who's always on a diet.
He's in charge of staff administration.
That's the fella, yes. Do you know how to lose 30 pounds of ugly fat overnight, I said. How, he asked. Cut your head off, I said. Oh, my word. Oh, I haven't enjoyed myself so much for years.
Mr. Lennox-Round, what will they do to you?
Oh, they can't touch me now, can they? I'll be gone. I'll make enough money to buy and sell a lot of them.
Mr. Lennox-Round, you didn't phone Sir Catstick Grimley and insult him.
Old Grimley? No, I didn't phone him.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
I'm going along now to insult him in person.
No, don't do it, sir. You'll do you a mischief.
No, don't fuss, Mildred. I've told you they can't take reprisals if I'm leaving. Show me along.
What am I going to do? I'd better phone Mr. Lamb at number 10. He left a number, and I will. Here it is. He'll have to take charge of the department. Get things under control. Oh, come on.
10 Downing Street, Prime Minister's Third Secretary speaking.
This is Mildred Murphy, General Assistance Department. Is Mr. Lang there?
He's rather busy at the moment. May I take a message?
It's very important. Tell him he'll have to take over. The boss has gone all strange.
Oh, I'll pass the message on right away if I can find Mr. Lang. He was under the floorboards a few minutes ago.
Oh, blimey, here comes Mr. LB. Now, it's urgent. Tell Mr. Lamb he's got to come back and take command at once, for everyone's sake.
Oh, well, that was a wasted journey, Mildred. Old hatchet-faced Grimley wasn't there.
Oh, thank ever.
Seems he's gone shooting today.
Oh, I wonder who he's after.
Hello, Mildred. He's gone after birds.
Shocking.
I wonder how poor old Lamb's getting on at number 10.
Are you there, Lamb? Yes, I can just see the top of your hat. Have you found any woodworm yet?
Not yet, but they've done some terrible damage. Look at these great holes in the corner.
That's a ventilator, Mr. Lamb.
But it's very dusty under these floorboards. I found this old scrap of paper. Must have been here for years and years. Please leave 4 pints and a small cream. It's signed Mrs. Disraeli.
Yes, quite so.
If I were Prime Minister, I'd have a large cream every day.
Yes, Mr. Lamb, I've just heard from Whitehall there's been a call for you.
A call? For me?
They know you're here, and they want you to take over, what? For everyone's sake.
Me? They want me to take over?
The boss has become rather strange.
Yes, he has looked a bit odd lately. You don't see him so much on the telly.
Well, they want you to take command at once. It's urgent. Excuse me, I must get back to my work. I don't want to hold you up.
Fancy that, me! Prime Minister. I can't be such a fool as I think I am. Prime Minister, oh, this is exciting. I'd better tell them at the office. They will be surprised.
General Assistance Department, Mildred Murphy.
Mr. Lamb here, Mildred.
Oh, thank goodness. Can you take over, Mr. Lamb?
Oh, try and stop me, Mildred. My word, what an honor. Fancy just being asked out of the blue.
How much longer will you be at number 10, Mr. Lamb?
Who knows, Mildred? As long as the people need me.
Well, Mr. Lennox Brown's going to land himself in awful trouble. He's charging round the building in a pink beret, insulting all the top brass.
Jealousy, Mildred. It's gone to his head. Don't worry.
Jealousy? What should we do?
Send for my toothbrush and pyjamas. The woolly ones. I may be here for quite a while.
But you're top man now, Mr. Lamb.
Top man or not, I'm still going to wear my woolly pyjamas. Goodbye.
Well, that's a good job well done.
Oh, where have you been all morning, sir?
Up on the ministry roof, Mildred. I've had a bonfire up there.
A bonfire?
I've burned all my files and papers, plans, documents, the lot. Yes, I shall leave in a blaze of glory.
Don't burn any more, promise?
I promise, Mildred. There isn't any more. I think I'll chop up my desk later. I'm a little tired at the moment.
Don't overdo it, Mr. Lennox Brown. I've had such a funny phone call from Mr. Lamb. He says he's going to be at number 10 for quite a while.
I wonder when the boss of the Cavendish Galleries will ring. He's probably seeing how much money he can raise to bid for my services. Lennox Brown?
Valentine Dormer, Cavendish Gallery.
Oh, hello, Mr. Dormer. Managed to raise a bit of cash, have you? I'm not cheap, you know.
I'm ringing about this painting of yours.
Yes, don't embarrass me, Mr. Dormer. Your assistant has already mentioned the kiss of genius.
Kiss my art gallery? It's a load of rubbish.
What did you say?
That piece of muck you sent me isn't worth tearing up.
But your assistant...
Never mind what he said. He's out on his ear. It's the last time I take on one of my wife's relations. You must be mad sending me rubbish like that.
You mean... You won't buy it?
Buy it? I wouldn't have it in the place if it was rapid fish and chips.
But I understood it was a minor masterpiece.
You want your head examined. It's like a blooming blotting pad. So stop wasting my time.
Oh, no. What? I can't believe it. My dreams, my hopes, they've all gone. Mildred. Listen to me, Mildred. Mildred, he doesn't want it.
Oh, no. Well, still, we'd have missed you, Mr. Lennox Brown, if you'd gone off to be an artist.
Yes, but... Mildred, all those people I insulted. I burned my boats.
Yeah, and you burned your files and all.
Oh, what shall I do? Will they have them back? Yeah. Look, I'd better get down to Downing Street and help Lamb with that woodwork.
Yeah.
Yes, perhaps if we make a success of that, they'll forgive me. So... What are you doing with your feet up on the Prime Minister's desk? You're here to work.
Not now. I'll leave that to you.
What?
I couldn't do menial work. Not in my position.
What are you talking about? Look, too, I'm in a jam, a terrible jam. Look, I'm right up to my eyebrows.
Don't worry.
The gallery has rejected my painting.
I told you, don't worry, my good man.
But if they did... My good man? What's the matter with you two? I'm trying to tell you, I thought I was leaving, so I went round and insulted the top people at the ministry.
It doesn't matter. I've just sacked them.
It doesn't matter. You've just sacked them?
Yes. After all, I am the Prime Minister.
Two, you're ill. Or perhaps I'm ill. I thought I heard you say I am the Prime Minister.
No one. I'm the Prime Minister. You're just a civil servant. Now, keep quiet. I'm trying to write my memoirs. How do you spell Holocaust?
Did you say you'd sack the top people at the ministry?
Some of them. Not old Ridgway. I quite like him. He bought me a shandy at the Christmas dance.
Two, what are you saying?
Well, I've been pretty ruthless with the rest of them. I sent instructions down this pipe here. The Prime Minister only has to drop notes down this pipe and it gets done.
Two, you're the one who's going to get done.
Huh?
You are not the Prime Minister.
Okay.
You made another of your mistakes.
You mean that call from Whitehall?
Yes.
About the boss becoming strange. It couldn't... Oh, but I...
Look, this is no time for nadgering, too. We must get back to Whitehall at once. Come on.
I sent lots of orders down that pipe. You don't think... Oh!
Hello?
And here is the news read by John Curl. Drastic changes in the civil service. In an unexpected order from No. 10 Downing Street, several top Whitehall administrators have lost their jobs. Our correspondent says those concerned seem to have taken it surprisingly well. Mr. Norman Plackett, principal in charge of ration books and gas mask distribution, said he had sometimes felt his post was redundant. And he welcomed the spur to leave and do some useful work. It's understood several top executives, on being fired, found that they had actually retired years ago and had only continued going to their offices from force of habit. There were also rumors of proposed improvements for the many civil servants who remain. Big pay rises were hinted at, as well as increased holidays, which in some departments would bring time off up to 10 months a year. Other changes mentioned include swimming pools in all offices, tea and biscuits 9 times a day instead of 8 as at present, and centrally heated bowler hats.
I've been very early this morning.
It was one's idea.
Well, it's worked, hasn't it? We managed to stop your orders about pools and pay rises.
No one need ever know I was Prime Minister.
And all the top people I insulted have gone. Thank goodness old Grimley wasn't in.
What about all the files you burnt? Your cupboards are empty.
Oh, glory. Yes, I'd forgotten about that.
When Sir Capstick finds out, he'll go mad.
Good morning, Sir Capstick.
Why is Lamb trying to climb out of the window?
The pressure. Wants pressure. I think I'll join him.
Just a minute. I want to talk about those files you burnt. I hear you had a bonfire on the roof.
A bonfire?
Yes.
Ah, yes.
A bonfire. And I came in to congratulate you.
Yes, it was Lamb, you see. He went... Congratulate me?
Yes, excellent idea. A clean sweep of redundant staff, and now this effort of yours. Destroying all the surplus documents. Very good for the image. Very good, well done.
Oh, well, thank you, Sir Capstick, yes.
Can I come back inside?
We can't have offices littered with useless muck. I've ordered another bonfire today. Oh, that tatty bit of board in the corner can start it off.
Bit of board? That's my pay... Mildred?
There was a bit of a mix-up, you see.
Take it, Sir Capstick. I don't ever want to see it again.
And those old rags and that chair. We'll burn those.
Sir Capstick, that's my overcoat.
Quiet, too. Be quiet. Just be grateful. Somebody up there likes it. Yes.